Good morning and welcome to Galesburg Live. I'm Chris Poston. Every Saturday morning, we take a couple hours to talk with, well, people from local businesses and organizations that are doing some pretty amazing things in our area. And this weekend, I thought we'd go green since it's St. Paddy's Day weekend. Last hour, we were talking about agriculture, green there. This hour, we're going to talk about something that I don't know a whole lot about. In fact, when I got online and I found some memes, one of them had a scene from The Office, the TV show The Office, and it said, "I have no idea how taxes work. At this point, I'm too afraid to ask." But here's the great thing about working with a business like our next guest. You don't have to know anything about it because their job is to pay attention to the details. And that attention helps their clients feel confident about their finances. Please welcome from Courtney and Aldrich, certified public accountants here in downtown Galesburg, Alex Courtney and Shane Aldrich. Thank you both for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for having us.
I'm amazed that you're here because it is tax time and busy. This is your Super Bowl, right?
It's kind of busy right now.
Yeah, right. So let's talk about, let's get right into it and talk about just what you guys do. I mean, you're an accounting firm, but you do so much more than just taxes, but that is a big part of what you do.
Yeah, coming this time of the year, we do a lot of tax returns, kind of like individuals have to file by April the 15th. Corporations have to file by March the 15th because they issue K-1s.
Unless you extend it.
Yeah.
which Shane doesn't like to extend
any. I don't believe in extensions.
I love it. We're already getting the two very different personalities here, right?
Oh, yeah. Shane hates extensions. I don't like them that much, but sometimes that's the reality is you got to do it. So yeah. The corporate returns and partnership returns for S-Corps and partnerships are due March 15th. So yeah. it's kind of busy, but we try to still get the individuals done as well.
Yes.
Because, of course, we don't want to tell everybody, hey, we'll get to you after we get all the partnerships and corps done. So come back in a month. We don't want to do that. So
I see what you're
that's
saying.
Where the time crunch really happens.
Yeah. Shane, why would somebody need to extend corporate tax?
Well, a lot of people extend their corporate tax returns because they don't have their bookkeeping finished throughout the year, and some of them just don't do it until, hey, it's due tomorrow. I better start working on that.
Oh, you don't see that very often, do you?
Other than that, I don't usually have extensions.
In those cases, what we try to get clients or people to let us help them during the year with the accounting and bookkeeping, so that way they don't have this time crunch, and we don't have this time crunch.
That's right.
It makes it a little bit easier. Plus, you can actually plan for where you're going to be before you get to the end of the year, because sometimes it's nice to know if you're planning on potentially making a big purchase, do you do it in the current year? Do you wait to the next year based on how your business did that year? And if you don't know till the year's over, well, it's kind of hard to do that.
That's right. And it's a big part of what you do is their bookkeeping services, right?
Yes, so we try to do a lot of bookkeeping, accounting, and payroll because we think that small businesses can manage their business fairly well, but when you throw an accountant into the mix to help them, it really helps them to push it and excel it. And we've seen quite a bit of success with some of the companies that have come on board with us to where we do a monthly accounting for them. We're able to pinpoint areas where they can improve, and at the end of the day, they can feel like they go home at night a little safer, a little better, and they hopefully make more money.
Let's get back to the tax season. You actually help individuals too, right?
That's correct. We do quite a bit of individuals also. We do a few before March 15th, but a lot of them after, between March 16th and April 15th.
Oh, wow. So this next month, you guys are
still busy.
Yeah, right.
That's correct.
But it's not just anybody off the street, though, right? I mean, you're talking about people with, maybe a lot of farmland, maybe a lot of that kind of
issue. Well, we do a few farmers. We also do people that have just one W-2 or two. Oh. That's one of the flaws or mistakes a lot of people make, is they think that we only do businesses and people who own businesses, but I mean, I have clients who only have one or two W-2s, and we'll just do those for them. It's no big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, we got some folks that even though they might not be a business owner or a small business owner, they do have some other complications, kids in college. That maybe they have – maybe they're taking care of an elderly parent. And it can start to add some complication that they hadn't anticipated. Yeah. So we can really help them out and – and also, as tax laws change, we can help plan for the future. For example, just giving one example, there was some people are aware of when you reach 70 and a half, you have required minimum distributions on like a 401k or an IRA. Sometimes before you reach that, though, depending on where your tax brackets are at, it can make sense to take out some of the money early, depending on what bracket you're in, so you can use up lower brackets before it's forced out in even higher brackets. And so you're allowed, we're allowed to do that under the tax code once they hit 59 and a half. So you have this window between 59 and a half and 70 and a half where you really need to take a look at everyone's individual situation. So even though they just had a W-2 and maybe they worked for a company for 20, 30 years, there is some real tax planning opportunities if they can sit down and we can take a look at it.
Our guests are from Courtney and Aldrich, Certified Public Accountants here in downtown Galesburg. Alex Courtney and Shane Aldrich, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about how do you, I mean, did you wake up when you were kids and say, you know what I want to do? I want to be an accountant. Alex, how about you?
Well, actually, it's more boring than that. You know, accountants are sometimes said that they're boring. What's really, and I don't want to offend all the actuaries out there, but I at one point thought about becoming an actuarial scientist.
Wow.
And going into work of actuaries and dealing with life expectancy tables and statistics.
Yeah.
All day.
Yes.
So I picked the next rung up, I think,
wow,
as accountant.
Well, after that, and then after that, it's rocket scientist, right?
Well,
I mean, and brain surgeon, and all. I mean, wow,
not.
So far above my head.
It's definitely not an exciting or a glamorous profession.
Yeah. So, Alex, where'd you grow up?
Well, I grew up right here in Galesburg,
okay,
born and raised. So, I lived here all my life, yeah, except for the time I was over in Monmouth when I was going to school at Monmouth College.
Went to Monmouth College, right?
Yeah,
right,
and graduated in 1999 from there.
Okay, and Shane, how about you? Where'd you grow up?
I was born here in Galesburg.
Okay.
I lived in Knoxville and went to Knoxville until I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
My dad is a pastor, so we moved to Central Illinois, and I was there until I was a junior in high school, and then he took a church in Paducah, Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
And so I moved to Paducah, Kentucky, and I was there until I finished my sophomore year in college. Came back here, got married, and right before my junior year in college, and went to Monmouth College for 2 years while being married. So,
yeah. I bet that was interesting, wasn't it?
It was a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
Yes, it's definitely a lot of work. And I went back to school and got my MBA at Western.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yep.
So, okay, so you both went to Monmouth College. How did you meet?
We've actually known each other our whole life. As long as I can remember, we went to church together.
Okay.
Grew up together.
Yep.
Okay. And then after college, we kind of, you know, ended up taking positions in different companies, different firms.
Yeah.
And we kind of moved away from each other. Shane, where did you go at after? You went to?
I went back to Southern Illinois, about Marion, which is about an hour from Paducah,
oh,
Kentucky.
Sure.
So,
yeah, yeah. Yep.
And so then eventually we ended up back here together. And eventually, after a while, we decided, hey, why don't we just try to open this firm together and do this together. We've been friends, and I know that sometimes people say, oh, don't ever go into business with your friend, but fortunately for us, we do have a pretty good friendship, so it's worked out. And that's not to say that it haven't been stressful times, because when you start a business, anybody starts a business, and for all those business owners out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You start a business on a shoestring budget, and you hope it works, and we're sitting there in broken down chairs and wondering if this is going to work. And yeah, we just kept plugging away at it, and we had some really good clients in the beginning and come along with us, and we're grateful to them, and we hope that we've been able to do something better for them as well.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Do you each have your specialties? Do you, when you come together, you know, like Alex, you like one type of business, and Shane, you specialize,
is
that?
Alex is the more patient one, so I usually give him all the clients that require a lot of patience.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
We basically do pretty much everything, all of us. I basically do a lot of audits during tax season because he has more individual returns.
Okay.
So I'll do a lot of auditing even throughout tax season. I have three audits that I try and get finished along with my other tax returns. And
I would say you don't like payroll as much as I do.
Yeah, I don't like payroll.
But, he'll do payroll, but I've kind of taken – so he's moved more into some of the – specializing a lot more audit work, which I do some – I do audits as well.
Yeah.
But I also take over a lot more of the payroll side of things. So I guess we've kind of naturally branched out a little bit.
Sure.
But he knows payroll and I know audit. We both know it, very well. But it's kind of what the day-to-day duties come down to.
Yeah.
He spends more time in that than I do, and I spend more time in some of the other areas. I'd say I'm maybe a little bit more on the tax time than Shane is, but we both have a lot of variability in the types of clients we have.
Sure.
So we both have a lot of – so basically, whether you come to Shane or I, if it's talking tax work – yeah, either of us. What we kind of like and what I like is I like to be able to get a company that needs some help with their accounting,
yeah,
maybe needs some help with payroll. We can go in there, and what we can do is take a look at how all of it works and try to get a feel for everything, improve their process, how they do things, help them, find out what's working for them, what's not working for them, and be able to really make the business, help the business owners, help them run their business better.
Yeah.
And so that when their business runs better, they're freed up from doing some of the accounting type work. They're freed up from, accounting is boring, unless you really love it because you're strange like Shane and I. when you get to that idea that, business owners usually are passionate about what they went into business for. They say, they have a passion for it. They're driven by it. And when it comes to accounting, it's kind of like, oh man, I got to do this because that my accountant tells me he's got to file these tax returns or this and that. And more though than just, and we take a look at it on a big picture basis. So we say it's not just about filing a tax return, although you have to do that. Mm-hmm. But what we want to do is help you really polish the business, run the business, find out where it's worthwhile expanding, find out where it's worthwhile maybe pulling back. So we're really driven by that. And I want to see clients of ours just do better, especially in, when the business climate changes for legislative reasons, Congress makes a different law, changes tax laws, or, just something like, the state of Illinois passes a minimum wage law increase in the minimum wage. That tells me that, there's opportunity for people to have help, and we want to help these businesses.
Today we're talking about, not just taxes, but really it's confidence about your finances, especially if you're a small company or a small organization. And we have the experts here from Courtney and Aldrich, certified public accountants here in Galesburg, to talk to us about tax season, maybe some of the changes that are going on here in 2019, but also about, helping businesses with their accounting, their bookkeeping, and other things that can help their business just run better. Please welcome Alex Courtney and Shane Aldrich. We were just off the air. We're talking about how you got started,
May of 2012, we rented an office space above Bullis and Sundberg on the third floor.
Yes.
Which it used to be owned by another CPA. He used to rent from there.
Yeah.
But he hadn't updated it for quite a while, and he'd been moved out quite a while. So yeah. Alex and I moved in. We had to put carpet down. Yeah, we didn't have carpet, wiring running all over.
We decided we were going to tear out the carpet.
Okay.
Yeah. You did the painting. I don't paint.
No, so. We're sitting there on our hands and knees tearing out this carpet because the carpet's been there a while. And we've got utility knives and we're cutting it up. And carpet's kind of heavy when you start rolling it together. So you gotta cut it. And plus, you're trying to get it down an elevator or downstairs because we weren't going to chuck it out the window.
Yeah.
So,
it was shedding a lot, too.
It was old. It was probably 20 years old.
I don't know about you guys, but I got into radio, so I didn't have to do manual labor. How about you with accounting? Come on.
That's right.
The reality is when you become your own boss,
yes,
you kind of wear all the hats. That's, a lot of business owners are in that same boat. And so we kind of feel for them. Sometimes they wear way too many hats. And if we can help them get rid of one, which is the accounting side of things, we can really necessarily do that. But so what we did was we're sitting there in an old table, a couple old chairs, and going through
living the dream.
Oh yeah, and we were excited for it. At the same time, you're a little bit nervous because you're worried about cash flow. You're worried about where the next client's going to come from. And so we can sympathize or empathize with all the business owners out there as well, the small business guys that start out, where you just kind of wonder, is it going to work?
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to pull this off?
Wow.
And so it takes a little determination and hard work, but we can help them with it.
And you're growing. You've got a bigger staff now, Shane. You've got a couple.
We are. We have two part-time employees. Yeah. One lady, Barb, she works Mondays and Tuesdays all day. And we have another lady who's going to college still. She's going to be starting at Western, I think, next August. She works Monday through Thursday from 8 to 12, and then she works all day Friday.
Yeah, great.
Talking about, people finding staff, it is an issue for small businesses. Yeah. Sometimes things just kind of fall into place, and then other times it seems like it's a drudgery to find that person that will really help your business grow.
Yeah.
It's key and it's important to make sure you get good people working with you. And we're fortunate we've got some good people working with us. But aside from that, small businesses, they have to evaluate where they're at payroll-wise, where they're at with their staff. And we're kind of excited about a few things that we're able to do to help businesses with all of that.
Absolutely.
Where they can monitor and look at what their hours of payroll is and where their pay rates are at, and be able to kind of help them see where everything is flowing in the payroll lane, to where they can help them even with some of the HR side of things. So we really want clients to know that we can really help them. We've gone through these growing pains ourselves. We know that other small businesses are out there doing the same thing, and we want to help them through it.
Yeah.
Not just count all the dollars and cents.
That's Alex Courtney from Courtney and Aldrich. Shane Aldrich is here as well in our studio and our guest in this hour of Galesburg Live. You mentioned something earlier about the new Illinois minimum wage.
Starting January the 1st, minimum wage is going to go up a dollar. So it's going to be $9.25 here in Illinois. And then July the 1st, it's going to go up to $10, $10 an hour. And each subsequent year, it's going to go up an extra dollar until it hits a maximum of $15. There is a credit that the employers can get when they file their 941s with Illinois.
If they're under 50 employees.
If they're under 50 employees, full-time equivalent.
Okay.
It's not going to make up the full amount. The first year, it makes up like 25% of the increase. But then each year thereafter, it declines. Plus, the base declines. So they're going to have to start managing their time a lot better. I've talked to a few of them who have a lot of different stores, and like they're saying, they know right now that they have employees that there are certain points in the day they just sit and fiddle around, twiddle their thumbs, don't really do anything. They're obviously going to get their hours cut or completely eliminated, and the people who stay are going to actually have to work a little harder or work a little longer or something.
Take on some more responsibilities too, right?
And I think, economically what's going to begin to happen is that small businesses are going to have to determine their pricing structure based on the increase of the wages. And you have market forces still at play. You can only increase your price so much.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is help companies with, if I can only play with the price so much, what else can I do instead?
Yeah.
So there's other things like changing hours, because the rate's going to be locked in for a lot of things. So changing hours can help a little bit, but there's other costs in the business as well, sometimes that, are not really needed or not necessary. So we can help look at the whole picture of the business, not just one element or just one part, and to help them survive it.
And that's even more reason why businesses need to be turning to professionals like you, so they can get a real look at what's going on in that business, because it's going to be affected.
They are going to be affected. Yeah. And for a lot of businesses, there's a couple areas that are their main costs. And payroll, for most businesses, is usually one of the biggest.
Yeah.
I mean, most clients are sitting there saying, well, I know I need the employee. I know they need some time.
Yeah.
They need hours, so we'll give them a few extra hours a week because we know they need it to pay their bills. And at $8.25, they're willing to eat that cost a little bit.
Yeah.
Once it gets up to $15 an hour, a lot of them are sitting here saying, I'm already struggling, and I don't really have the money to pay the employees the extra $15 an hour. At 2,000 hours a year, at $15 an hour, somebody's going to be making $30,000.
Yeah.
So how many employees are you going to be able to have at $30,000 if you only make, say, 300,000 gross or even a half a million gross?
Yeah.
So,
but as Alex was saying, costs are going to go up. Prices of goods and services are going to go up. So it doesn't seem like we're really getting anywhere by this minimum wage increase, does it?
Yeah. A lot of times what happens is, and you look since the last minimum wage increase, and you begin to see, well, prices eventually will adjust.
Yeah.
The issue is they don't adjust overnight.
Yeah.
And so what happens is some businesses can make it through that transition, and some businesses don't.
Yeah,
because they don't manage their costs very well, or don't manage the revenue side very well. So what we want to do with our clients is say, okay, we know that some businesses might not make the transition, but we want you to be one of them that makes it.
Yes.
We want you to make it through this transition, and we're going to help you in ways that you can find areas to improve, areas that you can cut some things, areas that you can increase others, so that you can make the transition and still, retain your staff.
Yeah. How does mileage come into this? I had a note here to talk about mileage. Maybe that's one of the changes that came in 2019.
So the biggest change in 2019 would be for like railroaders. Railroaders do a lot of overnight, over-the-road truckers, things like that.
That are employees.
If they're employees, the 2% miscellaneous itemized deductions are gone. So most railroaders will not be itemizing this year. Because it's completely gone. Plus, with the standard deduction going up for married filing joint from $12,000 to $24,000.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of people who are going to have $24,000 of itemized deductions when state income tax is capped at $10,000 and real estate taxes also.
Even though they increased the standard deduction, they then got rid of the exemptions. And exemptions were about a little over $4,000 per person. So a married filing joint couple had $8,000 of extra deductions, if you will, or exemptions that are gone now. So it's kind of a mixed bag. Some folks are in this gray area where it was helping them before, and even though they have an increased standard deduction, it's not enough to offset their itemized before plus their exemptions.
So with
the new tax law, some people are coming out a little better. Some people are coming out about the same. Some people are a little worse off. People who used to have like mileage deductions over the road truckers who are employees, railroaders who were gone overnight, they would get certain types of deductions that were subject to 2% AGI. Those are gone. So some of those are big deductions for them because they were gone 150, 200 days of the year, and they got a pretty good size deduction. And some other salespeople who are driving around their own car, if their employer doesn't reimburse for their mileage, they had large, because there's some salesmen that drive 25, 30,000 miles a year, even in small towns.
Yeah.
You get into these big towns, even the size of Peoria, there are some of them who are driving 50,000 miles a year.
And that's gone.
It's gone.
From Courtney and Aldrich, certified public accountants here in downtown Galesburg, Alex Courtney and Shane Aldrich. Thanks again for being with us.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
St. Baddie's weekend. And one thing we wanted to get into, and it's something that you talk to businesses about, qualified business income, and it gets very, very complicated.
It's on the face of it, it's deceptively simple.
Okay.
Basically, certain types of businesses that are in a partnership, in an S-Corp, your Schedule C, sole proprietors, there will be a deduction on their return, 20% off of the income that was flowing into them. Now, that's the deceptively simple part. You say, well, that's easy. Just take 20% times that number. Done.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the Congress doesn't want to make it that easy. So they've got all kinds of extra rules, and then they tell the IRS, so you can write more rules about it. So then the IRS writes more rules about it. It gets really complicated really fast. There's this concept called a specialized trade or service business. There's rules that are different for those guys. So you say, what kind of business is that? Well, people in the health or the medical field, people in the accounting field, attorneys, those guys are in there. There's consultants are in that kind of field.
Yeah.
So there's a little extra rules on those. And based on where the individual person's adjusted gross income is, there's other rules that have to flow in. But to calculate all of this, you have to make sure that the corporate and partnership returns are computed properly, because there's information that flows out to those partners or S-Corp shareholders, mm-hmm. and they have to have the right information so they can compute it in the first place. So it gets a little complicated. It is a great tax break, though. It is a very good tax break. You just have to make sure you understand how it works and it works properly, and to take advantage of it.
Shane Aldridge and Alex Courtney from Courtney and Aldridge here in downtown Galesburg. Busy time for them as they talk about tax season for businesses, but also individuals. What are some of the most common mistakes that you think people and businesses may make when they're trying to do their taxes?
Trying to do it themselves.
Too many of them do? Really? Even businesses?
A lot of businesses try to do them themselves, especially their accounting. And a lot of times clients will come in who try to do their own accounting, and they have not reconciled their bank accounts. So you look at the bank statement, and then you look at their book balance, and then you look at what should be outstanding, and the balances aren't anywhere close. So a lot of clients don't really know what they're spending their money on, where it's going, how much is coming in, and so then they're losing stuff in the middle.
they try to manage their business based on how much cash is in the account, where cash is king. But how it got there is kind of important. It tells a story.
but there's all these slick programs and online banking and all these great accounting programs that I can use.
They are great. And I mean, I have clients who import stuff. We don't actually import any of the stuff into when we use QuickBooks accounting.
Okay.
QuickBooks doesn't really put the stuff in the right spot. A lot of them are finding out. Mm-hmm. So then they've got stuff in there twice, sometimes three times, which is kind of surprising, but so it's like you go through it and you say, well, this looks the same amount. How'd that get in there? Well, I don't know.
Well,
you just bumped your income by $25,000 because you put this deposit in there twice and QuickBooks didn't apply it to the right vendor. And then you said, oh, well, hey, this vendor is actually paid. And then you go back and put it in, and so you've got it duplicated.
Yeah, and so then they look at us and they think they have an idea where things are at, but then they didn't, because as they say, the devil's in the details, and accounting is a very detail oriented type of profession. So you have to account for everything, and a lot of times clients they don't want to do that because they don't have the knowledge, the skill set. But after a while, it's painful. It doesn't make him any money, but here they are spending hours and hours. I mean, we've had one client, Shane, I think, told him what he spent, like, how long he spent on his bank rec?
Six hours a month or something.
Oh, my gosh.
And a lot.
And we're going,
it wasn't right
and it
anyway.
Still wasn't right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where you say, one of the biggest mistakes is that small businesses make, and even some individuals, one, trying to do some of it themselves. Yeah. And what we found is we can normally go in there, do it faster than they would, much faster, and get them better information. And even though people say CPA, that sounds expensive, because we're so much faster, we can actually do it a lot cheaper than people think we could.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they're running their business from 8 to 5, 7 to 6, something like that, and then they go home and they're trying to do the accounting at night while sitting in front of the TV watching a little bit of stuff, taking their kids to ball games.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I've known clients to be up till 1 a.m. doing things.
And, yeah, yeah.
And you don't get sleep when you're up till 1 a.m. and you got to be at work at 6 or 7 in the morning.
And on top of it, all the time that they're spending on that is time they're not spending on going out and finding a way to make more money.
That's
to
right.
generate more revenue, to add to their business, to manage the operation side.
Yeah.
And so it's really they really have to think of it. Doing their own accounting is a cost.
Yeah.
A lot of times, they're doing it themselves, so they're not paying for it. Yeah, that's true. But really, it's the cost that they have is what they could have been doing with that time instead.
Absolutely. Well, then the other issue is that when they're doing it themselves, they really don't even know what they're looking at. I mean, they're basically just doing it for a compliance basis.
I see.
I know I have to do my tax returns due March 15th or April 15th, so I'm drudgingly going to put this stuff in. Well, then they don't ever look at an income statement. They don't even know what an income statement is or a balance sheet.
Oh, my gosh.
And so then you start going through some of the stuff, and you're saying, well, why is this out of balance? Why don't this look right? And they just don't have any idea because they've never looked at it before. They didn't even know the functionality was there.
Yeah.
And so what happens is they end up, at the longer they do it, the more distant they become from where the business really is. And they didn't try to manage it on the back of a napkin kind of thing. And they try to say, well, I think I'm doing okay because I got this money in the bank. Or yeah. I think I'm not doing okay because the money's down a little bit. But you then start to realize that there's other issues in the business that are hidden some from their view because they're not looking at it, you know, from that accounting perspective. So what we find is we don't want to run their business, yeah. but we know how accounting works. So when you put two different viewpoints together, I can really understand accounting, and I can tell you what these numbers mean because they tell me a story. And then I can tell them what the numbers are telling me, and then they start bouncing back off of me. Well, then that's what it means to me operationally. And then they start to tell you about how they're working their business, how they're operating it. And when you put two people together like that, you put two minds together, you almost come up with this third mind concept where there's another person here talking, and you come up with ideas neither of you would have come up on your own.
Yeah.
And so then you end up really being able to improve the business and succeed where you would potentially have failed.
Outstanding. I'm sold. How does this whole process start?
Call us at 866-345-1915, and they will get a live person unless it's after hours.
Sure. So,
but they will be able to talk to a person, and that's one thing we like, that they're always able to talk to one of us. They can go to our website, CourtneyAldrich.com. There's information on there. But they can even, if they wanted to stop by, we're in the Weinberg Arcade on the third floor down at the end of the hall.
All
and
right.
You could even stop in and have a chat.
What do you do after tax season? Do you?
I do a lot of auditing.
after that. Okay.
I still do audits. I do audits basically year-round.
We clean up the rest.
Then we do bookkeeping for a lot of clients.
I was expecting to hear, ocean, sandy beach somewhere. Just at least for a month or two.
I actually took a 2-week vacation last year. First time
one.
Since we started.
You did
Alex
one.
I did a 1 week.
And 1 week. Okay.
I say 2 weeks, but I worked on vacation too.
Right.
So.
Well, thank you for what you do for our businesses and people here in this area. And best of luck to your business. Thank you for coming to talk with us today on Galesburg Live.
Thanks,
Chris.
Thank
you for having us.